Mariners break out offensively, back Kirby with 16 runs and rout of A's. Oakland, California. Mitch Garver and Luis Urias drove in 4 runs apiece. George Kirby struck out 9 in 6 innings, and the Seattle Mariners beat the Oakland Athletics 16-3 on Wednesday night. Seattle, which entered the day 5.5 games back of the last American League wildcard spot, recorded a season high in runs and snapped a 4-game losing streak to get back to .500 at 70-70. The Mariners scored 7 times in the 7th inning to pull away, sending 12 batters to the plate. They added 4 more runs in the 8th. Just a bust-out game for everybody, Seattle manager Dan Wilson said. A lot of special things that can still happen on this club in the last several games here. Kirby improved to 5-0 against the A's in his career and had 8 strikeouts through the first 4 innings. The 26-year-old said he made a small mental adjustment after allowing 5 runs in a loss to the Los Angeles Angels last week by just ripping it and trusting his stuff. I was just thinking too much the last couple weeks, Kirby said. I'm always at my best when I just keep it simple and just attack guys. Ahead by a run in the 4th, the Mariners recorded 4 straight 2-out hits off A's starter J.P. Sears to extend the lead to 5-1. After Victor Robles reached on a double, Garver knocked in his 3rd run of the game with a single. Urias and Dylan Moore each followed with RBI hits. 2-out RBIs are so big, and they're backbreakers on the other side, Wilson said. Our guys put up some great at-bats and gave George what he needed in terms of the lead. Urias led off the 7th with a solo homer, and then the next 6 Mariners reached base to blow the game open. Julio Rodriguez, Randy Arozarena, and Victor Robles all knocked in runs to give Seattle a 12-2 lead. A's reliever Jansen Junk was charged with all 7 runs and did not record an out as he allowed 6 hits and 2 walks. Oakland gave up a season-high 16 runs. To be able to score some runs tonight was really good, but I was more impressed with how the at-bats continued throughout the 7th through the 9th, Garver said. Because a lot of times when you get up by 8-10 runs, you kind of give away at-bats, but we continued to press on and scored a few more. The A's, in the midst of their second-to-last homestand at the Coliseum, drew an announced crowd of 4,390. I'm obviously pretty upset about it, Sears said of his outing. We've been playing some good baseball, and it's my job to give our team a chance to win the game. It got a little away from me in the 4th inning with 2 outs there. I felt really competitive the whole game. I felt like I had pretty good control. I actually didn't pitch terrible, but obviously didn't have the results. Lawrence Butler set an A's franchise record when he recorded an extra base hit for the 9th straight game with a leadoff double. Butler then scored Oakland's first run on a single by Brent Rooker. Roster moves. Athletics. Right-hander Joe Boyle was optioned to AAA Las Vegas. Infielder CJ Alexander was claimed off waivers from the Kansas City Royals. Trainer's room. Athletics. Left-hander Scott Alexander was reinstated from the 15-day injured list. Infielder Tyler Soderstrom is expected to begin a rehab assignment with Las Vegas on Thursday. Outfielder Estery Ruiz was transferred to the 60-day injured list. Up next, right-hander Brian Wu, who attended nearby Alameda High School, is set to take the mound for the Mariners in Thursday's series finale. The A's had not announced a starter. By Eric Hee.